once again, it's time for another edition of Rockin' the Boat here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz, operating without a license at 101.1 on the FM dial in Santa Cruz, California, online at www.freakradio.org or wherever else you're tuned into this broadcast. My name's the V-Man, and tonight on Rockin' the Boat, UC Santa Cruz will say goodbye to Chancellor MRC Greenwood. Invited guests are attending her farewell gala right now at the Coconut Grove near the boardwalk. But faculty and friends won't be the only ones there. Greenwood's astronomical pay raise has brought out unions, students, and community members in protest. Freak Radio correspondent Emily Hell is on the scene. We're going to go to her shortly. Stand by, stay tuned, Rockin' the Boat. Live coverage of a protest at the Coconut Grove in Santa Cruz tonight. On February 23rd, UC Santa Cruz Chancellor MRC Greenwood was promoted to Provost of the University of California, the second highest position next to President. As Provost, Greenwood received a pay raise of $110,000 more than the salary she received as Chancellor. This brought her salary to a total of $380,000. The trend has been growing of higher and higher salaries for UC administrators. Despite this, on May 20th, the regents of the UC approved campus-wide tuition increases for the student body. Both undergraduates and graduate students alike will be paying an average of 20% more in the 2004-2005 school year than they did this year, bringing the campus average to $6,230 per year. For the first time ever this year, the University of California has turned away eligible students, contradicting the promise they have made to allow any student who meets minimum qualifications into the university. Thousands of students are being turned away from the UC, and thousands of others are going to be unable to attend due to financial barriers. University Labor United, a coalition of campus unions at UCSC, are demanding that MRC Greenwood refuse the pay raise in light of the budget crisis. Today, UCSC will say goodbye to MRC Greenwood. Invited guests will attend her farewell gala at the Coconut Grove near the boardwalk, but faculty and friends won't be the only ones in attendance. Greenwood's astronomical pay raise has brought out unions, students, and community members in protest. And in the middle of it all is Rockin' the Boat special correspondent Emily Hell, host of Corporate Swine Radio, heard here live on Free Radio 101 FM Mondays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Emily will be bringing us live coverage of today's protests. We'll be hearing directly from the voices of the people there. And if she can, she'll be hopefully getting into the protests. Emily Hell, are you with us?
Hi, Vinny.
Hi, thanks for being on Rockin' the Boat tonight and being down there. Set the scene for us. Who's down there? What's it look like? Give us a sense of what's happening tonight.
Well, the numbers just grew. We have probably about 50 to 60 people right now walking around with picket signs. There's a big rest in peace, clerical workers, union, coffin. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
Great. So we've got the United Labor Union, I think. It's several different unions from campus. Lots of students are out. We're right in front of the boardwalk.
The Coconut Grove. Can you kind of just describe it for people who may not have ever ventured down to the Coconut Grove? What's the layout like? How are attendees of the party getting through the crowd? I mean, how is this laid out? Where are people exactly?
I think all of the attendees are already inside.
Oh, I see.
I haven't seen anybody come through yet. When I got down here, there were about five people. There were quite a few security. Oh, wait, maybe some guests are showing up. Yeah, we got some suits coming. Okay.
Why don't you...
We're in front of the boardwalk, down by the beach, and the Coconut Grove is one of the most expensive ballroom-type facilities in Santa Cruz, and it's above the arcades. Down by the boardwalk. Maya Ramnath, UC student, is here. We got some just tons of union folks and tons of UC security as well.
So the university security, it's not the boardwalk's private security guards then that are being there to enforce. What about Santa Cruz City Police?
Yeah, there's a couple city police, but it's mostly UC police with they've got the patches of the University of California Police on their shoulders.
Are these are they kind of laid back? What's their stance right now? How's their demeanor?
They're kind of standing like right in front of the door, you know, arms crossed. That authoritative masculine stance. We got some chanting going.
I can hear some people.
Right on.
What are people? What is the chant?
Say that again.
What is the chant?
They say cut back. We say fight back.
We say fight back. We say fight back. They say cut back. We say fight back. They say cut back.
So maybe if you wanted to wander through the crowd a little more there, Emily Hell, and maybe find some people who might want to tell us a little more about what's happening. Why are people so angry about MRC Greenwood?
Okay. I'm Becky.
Hi.
I'm Emily.
Nice to meet
you.
I'm with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Are you doing an interview right now?
Sure.
Great. So tell me your name and what labor union you're associated with.
My name is Becky Klein, and I'm the president of the Coalition of University Employees. Local 10, that's us.
Why are you out here today?
We're out here today to try to bring about awareness to the community, as well as to people who are just not aware of actually what's going on up there at UC.
And what is going on up there?
Well, they're completely reorganizing the campus, eliminating positions. They've said that there's going to be mass layoffs. And here a few weeks ago, back when Marcy Greenwood announced that she was going to be leaving the campus, they already threw a big party for her on campus. And then we heard the fact that they're having another party for her, a second party. They're charging $50 a head per person to attend this event. And the fact that she's, you know, taken over a $100,000 raise when we have people that are losing their jobs on campus. And we're talking about they've laid off people who only make $20,000 a year. And
how much is Greenwood making right now?
I don't know exactly how much she's making, but I do know it's well over $300,000 a year.
It's close to $400,000.
Yeah.
And how much was her raise this year?
It was over $110,000. But you could also include she gets other accolades, like a car and, you know, a place to stay and, you know, the things that, you know, we also have to pay for here. So the thing is we wanted to make people aware of what was going on, make the community aware that, you know, there's some really big things going on up there on campus. Well, a lot of the unions are in the middle of negotiations, and they're just absolutely not offering us anything. So we just really want just to bring about some awareness tonight. That's our main purpose of being here.
Great. Could you tell me how many people do you think are out and from what groups, and just describe who's out here?
Well, we always get such a remarkable response from the students. They are so supportive of staff and for the faculty, the non-tenant faculty, the lecturers who are out here. So we have staff, we have lecturers, and we have the Ask Me people. Those are the ones, the dining hall workers, as well as the groundskeeper, the janitorial staff, the people that do the buses, that run the buses. We have UPTI out here. UPTI is our technical staff, nursing, professional people. And so we've got quite a good mix of people representing here. We've got at least 50 people out here now, but it's still early.
Yeah, it is. Could you tell me a little bit about the struggles that are going on campus-wide throughout the state with, I know that about 2 weeks ago or maybe a week ago there was a protest up on campus, and what's going on with unions joining together?
Well, we really feel like solidarity is important in order to, that's how we apply the necessary pressure and power that we need to get them to agree to just being fair. You know, we're talking about, Ask Me held a rally a couple weeks ago, and we were supportive of that because they're entering their bargaining and they're asking for fair treatment and asking for not to show favoritism, you know, among people. And so this is just the main reason, you know, that's one of the reasons why Ask Me is out here. something sort of underhanded that the university did here this last week is they announced that they were giving a $200 bonus to staff, but they were only giving the $200 bonus to non-represented people and then told us that we were going to have to bargain for the other $200, as well as they're giving bonus days, two bonus days to non-represented staff as well, and they're going to make us bargain for that as well. So I sort of see that as a carrot that they're dangling, that they're going to make us give up something else. Or I also consider that union busting, so they sort of tell people, well, you know, it's because of your union, it's your union's fault why you're not getting this $200. As far as I'm concerned, I'd rather them give me a reduction in parking and a raise and other things.
It looks like the police department's calling me.
All right. Thanks for the interview, Becky.
And you're tuned into Rockin' the Boat here on Free Radio 101.1 FM in Santa Cruz, California, www.freakradio.org online. We're hearing live coverage. Today is June 3rd, 2004. Emily Hell, correspondent, host of Corporate Swine Radio, is down at the beach boardwalk over by the Coconut Grove, where attendees are gathered to celebrate MRC Greenwood. And there are at least 60, maybe more people there. The crowd seems to be growing. Emily, hi.
Hello? Hi, Vinny.
Hi. Are there any other people there that you might want to speak with?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a student right now, but...
Maybe I could ask you briefly, if you know, pick your brain a little bit, about MRC Greenwood. She's been the chancellor at UCSC for 7 years now. Talk about some of the impacts of her decisions, some of the impacts on the city itself in terms of tax revenues, land expropriation, et cetera.
Sure. Actually, before we get to that, there's a guy here from the Safeway Union. I want to talk to him a minute. Not from the Safeway Union. What union are you from?
I'm affiliated with Local 415, Service Employees International.
And why are you out here?
I'm out here to support AFSCME workers. And all the workers that are up on campus and trying to support them and let the community know about the kind of obese raise the chancellor got.
So what's the literature you're handing out?
I'm handing out petition forms that the UFCW is trying to collect. They have a total of 500,000 cards that they're trying to collect. And then I think the next couple weeks, and they're going to deliver them to the employer at the bargaining table.
Great. Where can people get more information on this, or online?
They can definitely contact Service Employees International Union, as well as go online for the UFCW website.
All right, thank you. So, yeah, we've got all the unions out here.
That's great.
I've got Maya Ramnath right here, a graduate student at UCSC. I'm going to ask her a few questions.
Sure,
Maya,
go for it.
Can you talk about the graduate and undergraduate student fee increases?
Yeah, well, this is a little bit obscene, I think. They're raising undergrad fees by 14% next year and grad student fees by 20% next year. I was also just reading an article in the Chronicle today, earlier, that they're now going to be turning away thousands of students who are qualified to come, but now they're shafting them off to say, well, you can go to a community college for 2 years and then maybe we'll reconsider you, even though you are qualified. We just can't afford you. So in that context, the fact that they're laying off workers, they're of at all levels of important support staff, not to mention they're going to be building all these new buildings and laying off maintenance staff, but to give Greenwood a $110,000 raise to leave? Well, all of this, I mean, every departmental meeting I've heard the results of is just they're warning us all to tighten our belts. Things are going to get bad. Things are going to get bad. There's plenty of money if they would cut a little bit of the fat off of these top posts and spread it around to the people who actually create this university.
Maya, the argument for the high salaries is that we need to have quality people running our universities. What's your response to that?
My response to that is, what about quality students? What about quality people who deserve compensation for their work? How are they going to attract undergrads and grad students if, I mean, that to me is what's going to raise the quality of this school. And if people would voluntarily take lower fees. I mean, I'm talking about high administrative posts. If people would voluntarily take lower fees, saying, well, I really have, I want this to be a top university. I have its interests at heart. So I'm going to take, oh, gee, a few thousand dollars less per year in order to drastically raise the quality of this institution and the students that we can have, then, gee, maybe it would be nice for me to do that.
Great. Anything else you want to say about the direction of the university?
I think it seems to be moving away from a vision which might have created a really radical possibility for education. And I think if we continue to raise our voices in this way, that we can maybe pull it back in that direction. But I think if things go the way they're going, it's going to increasingly become corporatized and hijacked by some really disturbing directions that we can see in our society as a whole.
Thanks, Maya. It's good to see you out here. Speaking of corporatization, we can go back to that question you asked me, Vinny, or were you talking about Greenwood's corporate ties? I don't remember.
I was just wondering maybe if you or anybody there would be able to comment on the impact that the university has on the city of Santa Cruz itself and services to citizens who are not students. There's always this what I understand, or what is sometimes commonly called the gown versus the town, where the university versus the city. And I'm wondering maybe if that is in, you know, if there's any comment about MRC Greenwood's connections and role in, you know, for example, the University of California, Santa Cruz purchased the Holiday Inn, and the impact that has on revenues for the city is huge. I'm wondering if, you know, maybe you can comment more on that.
Well, I know the reason that, you know, the reason that we purchased that, or that the university purchased that, not a part of the university anymore, was because there's a lack of housing, and there, you know, it's a catch-22. We got to admit more people, but we got to be able to house them. And this town, I don't think, can really, you know, house 20, 30,000 people on that campus. So it's a question of getting more universities and spending more money on building more universities than expanding this one. Hmm. In terms of Greenwood, what I know is what she's done for the direction of the university, not the direction of the city per se, but she has all of the funding that she's a really good fundraiser. That's what somebody out here said to me earlier, and it's true. And she brought thousands and thousands of dollars into the science department, the engineering, computer sciences, but she took money out of journalism. Journalism is dead now on UCSC campus, and it's always been a liberal arts school. So the face of UCSC is changing. It's not a social sciences school anymore. It's turning into a research university. And, you know, it's turning into a corporation, and we can see that with lower wages for clerical workers and for staff, and higher wages for the executive branch.
And maybe what about MRC Greenwood's new role as provost? Can you talk about that? That's a obvious, you know, she's obviously being promoted within the university structure. What does that mean for the UC system as a whole?
Well, what provost is the director of the academic affairs. So she determines what money is going into what programs on every campus. And if we look at the direction of what she did to UCSC, we're going to see what she's going to do to the entire system. And if you look back in Greenwood's history, before she was the chancellor at UCSC, she sat on a couple different boards under the Clinton administration. And they were science boards. One was the Science and Technology Council. And she essentially was responsible for writing a plan along with President Clinton called the Science in the National Interest. And it's why we need to keep pushing science, not only in universities, but just in America in general, and how that's going to keep us at, you know, the top country in the world. I mean, there's a lot of countries that are having, you know, that their technology advancements are increasing more rapidly than ours, and they're putting more and more money into science. And we're threatened by that. Our government is threatened by that. Our universities are threatened by that. And so they want to guide students into science careers because they want science to thrive, and they want to, you know, ultimately they want to be spending that money on the Defense Department. They want to be building more bombs. They want to be building, you know, more technologically advanced warfighting systems.
Well, earlier tonight, Emily, you tried to get into the gala event there celebrating MRC Greenwood. You were unsuccessful, but you did have the opportunity to sit with the UC Regents recently. Maybe you can recount that tale for us.
Sure. About 2 weeks ago, I was invited by the UC student regent named Matt Murray to attend a dinner that was held at a hotel in San Francisco called the Sir Francis Drake Hotel. And the dinner was held in the Imperial Room, appropriately named. And I got to speak with Greenwood just briefly, but I did get to speak with a lot of the other UC Regents. Oh, the Radical Cheerleaders are here. I just wanted to tell you.
Okay.
But anyway, I ate dinner with them, and it was a really creepy experience. I asked them why they were building nuclear weapons and I didn't talk a lot about this, about the administration pay raises and the labor cuts, but my big issue at the university is the fact that they manage the two nuclear laboratories. So I took that opportunity to talk with them about that and ask them, try to plant some seeds in their heads about the Bush administration's plans to build new nuclear weapons. And a lot of them are Democratic-leaning regents. You know, they are corporate, but they give a lot of money to the Democratic Party. And seeing that there are key players in the Democratic Party right now fighting the Bush administration's push for new nukes, I wanted to get that out there and get them talking about that.
Were they receptive to your messages at all?
There was one regent. His name is Richard Bloom, and he's the husband of Dianne Feinstein. And he was...
He's the husband of Dianne Feinstein.
Right.
Okay, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Correct.
Okay.
And he heads up... he's not a good guy, you know. He runs a couple of capital investment companies.
And his name is Richard Bloom?
Yes.
B-L...
U-M.
M, okay.
And Bloom Capital is his investment company. And what they do is essentially buy up little... you know, fledgling weapons manufacturers and piece them off bit by bit to larger ones like Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, and that's how he makes his billions. But Dianne Feinstein is the leading legislator right now that's trying to stop the development of the robust nuclear earth penetrator, and I brought that up with him. I actually brought that up in front of the entire body of regents, and I pointed him out and singled him out, and he was kind of embarrassed by it. But he brought it up later, and he admitted that he didn't know what was going on, and that he felt like if our university and that body, the Regents, was going to be managing those laboratories, they should very well know what's going to be going on in them.
Well, you had another encounter that you told me about where one of the Regents said a comment about World War II. You got into a conversation with him about World War II, is that correct?
Yeah, it was brief. I couldn't talk to him very long.
And that
his
was
name is Larry Siegler. I don't know much about him, but he was just standing around. He approached me, and he knew me. He had seen me at the Los Alamos National Laboratory before, and he knew that I was against the nuclear weapons lab. And he was taunting it. You know, he's taunting me. He was saying, "Well, these laboratories are great. They're saving the world. They're, you know, protecting our country." And, you know, he said, you know, he especially cited our victory in World War II and the use of the atomic bomb. And I asked him, well, what about the 300,000 innocent civilians who died in Japan? He looked me square in the eye, got about 4 inches from my face and said, you know, we should have killed more of them. We should have dropped more bombs.
Nice.
And I should have dumped my glass of red wine in his face, but I didn't.
Yeah, you might have been arrested.
Would have been worth it.
Well, Emily Hale, we have about 5 minutes left in the program, so if there's any other people that you'd like to talk to down there, or I don't know where you want to go with the rest of the time here, since you're there and can assess what's happening.
Yeah, well, it's getting kind of mellow down here. Everyone's still walking around with their signs. I can read some of the signs too.
Sure.
Let's see, we've got a budget crisis or an ethical crisis. Picture of Greenwood's face that says "Share the Wealth." RIP quality service at UCSC. Got workers and students united quality service. I think a key underlining idea of what's going on out here is the fact that the UC is going to be expanding. If you look at the long-range development plan, which is the plan for what the university is going to look like by 2010, there's going to be at least three new colleges developed and more and more, you know, buildings.
There's plans
classrooms
to have the students expand from the current number of about 15,000 to 22,000. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
By what year?
I don't know the exact number, but it's going to grow. But what the unions are saying and the members of the unions are that the UC has said they're not going to hire anybody else as maintenance staff, janitors, custodians, clerical workers. They're just going to have to shoulder the load, and they're going to have to be working twice as hard. And so the service for the students is going to go way down.
Wow. Meanwhile, MRC Greenwood gets a $110,000 raise.
Farewell raise.
And
how do you say?
Do we know anything about the incoming chancellor? There's an interim chancellor. Is that correct?
Right.
Chemers?
I don't know much about him. But I saw a friend of mine over here. I ran into him on my bike, and I mentioned him, and he said that he almost got hit by the Mercedes that Chemers, that's the new chancellor.
Right.
Chemers was driving a Mercedes up on campus and swerved into the bike lane and just about knocked my friend off his bike. So. But I don't know anything about him and his plans for the university. I can say that whoever does take the reins, if it's not Chemers, it's going to be somebody who is just as concerned with the development of science on campus and who is not concerned with the quality of education and getting students in who are, you know, who don't have the financial resources to get in.
Hmm. We're just getting a ambiance sounds there. Well, Emily Hale, I'm going to wrap up the show here. If there's anything
okay.
you want to add or if there's any last minute.
I don't know. I mean, it's just great. The numbers have grown. There's probably about 80 people out here now.
How's the response from, it's the boardwalk. There must be a lot of tourists down there that are witnessing this. How's the response been?
Yeah, there are a lot of cars driving by and strange looks. But we've gotten some honks and some solidarity fists and peace signs out the window. It's positive.
Great. Well, where do people see any kind of future organizing now? I mean, this is a farewell party for MRC Greenwood, but what next for the unions there?
Well, the unions are struggling throughout the next year. They just need more people, and they need raises. The cost, there's some more honks. The last raise for clerical workers on campus was 3 years ago.
Right, in 2001.
So they definitely, desperately need a new way, new raise.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here in the studio. Emily Hale, I appreciate you being down there on the scene.
Yeah,
if you want to leave our listeners with any thoughts.
I gave a lot already.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time tonight. It was great.
Thanks,
reporting.
B-Man.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
That was Emily Hale reporting live from the Coconut Grove. There's still about another half hour, I think, where people will be gathered at out in front of the boardwalk saying goodbye to UCSC Chancellor MRC Greenwood. Farewell to her as she gets a $110,000 raise. And we thank Emily Hell for being out on the scene tonight to bring us those sounds. That's it for Rockin' the Boat. Join me again each weekday, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 6 p.m. right here at 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org. My name is V-Man. Stay tuned, and thanks for listening.